Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm really proud of Infowars.com yet again. It was over the weekend that Kurt Nemo wrote about it, and I saw other alternative media had it as well. Forget our headline. Perhaps I can run back there and ask Nemo. He's in the office right now. It was something like secret group puts Americans on kill list. Here's Reuters today. This just broke today. They'll probably get the Pulitzer Prize for it. Secret panel can put Americans on kill list. And Anwar al-Awlaki, that's the stage death. They've killed the guy like 5-6 times. Well, I guess we reported on it last week, too, the kill list. So there you have it. Reuters is now breaking it. Of course, Infowars.com had it, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. Search Infowars. Just type in Infowars.com into the Google NSA system and then type in secret panel. Secret government group puts Americans on kill list, something like that, Infowars.com. I just want to not even toot our horn and say, look, you know, we scooped Reuters. I want to, and it was on some other sites, too. It wasn't like, it's just incredible. I mean, of course, came out there were these kill list panels years ago under Bush, too. But here it is from Reuters. Secret panel can put Americans on kill list. I'm going to be talking more about that. We've got Danny Panzella joining us just for a few minutes. Coming up, but also want to get him on the TV show as well because, well, he's an example of what one person can do, one man, one woman, what you can do by standing up. One man in the right can, you know, reverse the whole course of history. One woman in the right. What's the Texas Rangers saying by the founder of the Texas Rangers? A man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right. If the man in the right keeps on a-coming. A lot of people ask why they haven't killed me yet. And they've done some dirty tricks and things, and I don't really like to think about it or make a big deal out of it. I see that as a sign of my success. And they try to kill my name in the media and demonize me, and they've got whisper campaigns out against me, and they use the Cass Sunstein model of posing as patriots or conspiracy theorists, alternative media, and attack me 24/7. I mean, these are people on the job. Every one of our YouTube videos, as they go live, within seconds, there's 5, 6, 7, 8 negative votes. Within seconds, there are whole teams of people with dummy cutout accounts waiting. And as soon as it goes live, boom, the negatives go up. And then, as they're always trying to skew it, but it fails. They're trying to create some psychological warfare thing where people look at how they voted. And because I guess that works with some people's sites, and then they'll vote against me. But we usually have about 97, 98% positive. You know, after a few minutes, the positive votes outweigh the negative, and then it beats them from there. But Dave was the one that pointed this out to me about 6 months ago. He goes, Alex, within seconds of it going live, there are people in there voting it down. And that doesn't continue. Then as people actually watch it, real people, he didn't know if it's spam bots doing it. They admit they have the Pentagon doing it. But they're doing that to try to keep it off the front page of YouTube. And they crawl through everything and file fake things, and we just file against it and keep the site up because that particular site's reached 146 million people the last few years. You count the other YouTube sites and auxiliary sites, it's over 300 million. I haven't counted it up in a while. 300 million views in the last 2.5, 3 years or so just on YouTube alone. You think the system likes 300 million views? I think they like 30-something million Obama deception watched? No. The system doesn't like it at all. And you know what will happen if they kill me or set me up? They can make up anything in the world about yours truly. Nobody's going to believe it. Because they know what liars the system is. Just like when they attacked Rand Paul, it didn't work. Or Ron Paul. They could kill me. And all they'll do is empower all the messages I put out. I mean, I've said a lot of stuff. I've covered a lot of issues. And if they killed me, that would really turn me into a martyr. Now, I intend on doing a lot more damage as not being a martyr. Continue to move forward with the information, but either way, we win.
freeze-dry guy customers take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, George Norrie, syndicated overnight talk show host, second most listened to in the country on talk radio and radio, period, will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Danny Panzella is going to just pop in for 10 minutes or so right now, and then we'll go to your phone calls. He, of course, months ago went out with his baby in a baby stroller to protest the Fed. And they called out 50-something cops and had security alerts in New York over it. Later came out in New York Daily News and other publications. That's how we discovered the system surveilling in the fetters. Now the Federal Reserve says they're making a list of people that support them or don't. Ooh, scary. We're making a list of you, too. You foreign usurpers, you globalist offshore banks. And now he's gone out and interviewed Dylan Ratigan on YouTube, gotten a bunch of attention, been on Judge Andrew Napolitano's show. He's getting a lot of attention. And last night, we're still trying to get a hold of Luke Radowski. Luke got the big Occupy Wall Street group, thousands of the 10,000 that were marching, to break off and go towards the private Federal Reserve. It looks like a giant fortress there. And they arrested him and slammed him around, brutalized him, and hauled him off. We're trying to get a hold of him right now. I don't know what's going on with Luke, but we'll try to get him on either today or on the nightly news this evening. Rob Jacobson is there in New York. I need to call him during the break and find out if they know what's going on with Luke. I've been trying to get a hold of him again since last night. So that's all coming up Also, again, I haven't gotten into some of the Middle East and politics news. Soros loses a case against French insider trading conviction. He tried to get that overturned, but no, he's still a wanted man. He's the guy that says he feels for the Wall Street people. He agrees with them. Well, he should. He tried to hijack the group. He failed. Obama says today that Americans have a right to be angry about what's happening in banking. Remember that clip he said in the State of the Union? I know how it looks to be helping banks out right now. Believe me, I get it. We were financed not by banks, but by the inner Federal Reserve controllers. And then we've got our report, another report up at Drudge on the right-hand side. Occupy Wall Street stands in solidarity with Obama front group. Above that, college walkout plan, Anonymous releases threat against New York Stock Exchange. Wall Street protest expected to swell. Jobless claims rise above 400,000 again. Secret panel can put Americans on kill list. I'm going to be covering that later. Here's Obama. Americans frustrated with banks. Now, they're frustrated with the six owners of the Federal Reserve that bankrolled you and are now bankrolling Mitt Romney and, of course, Rick Perry, while demonizing Ron Paul. Obama, Democrats plan to tie GOP to Wall Street. So I told you that was their reelection campaign. I could see it. Was Occupy Wall Street. Doesn't mean the people doing it are bad, but there's always protest to Wall Street going on. So the media gave attention to it, gave attention to spokespeople that were calling for collectivism and an end of capitalism and higher taxes so the Democrats could say they represent them. Now be sophisticated here. It doesn't mean Occupy Wall Street people are bad. They're great. But the globalists are representing that it supports Obama. Continues. If Congress does something, then I can't run against a do-nothing Congress. So that's a quote there. They're trying to block any type of jobs bill right now and then openly blaming the Republicans for it. I'm not a Republican fan. I'm just telling you they're liars, okay? Continuing. Biden to fifth graders, it's all Bush's fault. That's a quote. And then when Obama's out, they'll say it's all Obama's fault. Bush, Obama, they all work for the same group. That's the message I'm trying to get out. That's why we're going to occupy the Federal Reserve nationwide tomorrow and over the weekend. That's why we need to camp out there to actually target the real culprits and not just nebulous Michael Moore out there. I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's ban capitalism. As if free market is what makes things bad. Free markets made us the wealthiest and greatest nation with the greatest choices in the world. And as the free market has been put out the window and collectivism brought in and insider crony capitalism, we've lost it all. But they're saying, no, more socialism will fix it. So that's some of the news. Some of the news on that front. And I promise I'm going to get to Bank of America. They're having unprecedented problems with Bank of America website. Oh, they can't let you have your money right now. It's shut down. Sorry, because all these people are trying to pull their money out. They've got actuaries where they know if they don't let you have it for a few days, you'll tend to not be angry anymore and let them keep your money. But I've told you for years, they're going to start charging you to keep your money in a bank. You won't just get one half of 1% interest. You will be charged. And why is that? I'll tell you why later. They don't want your money anymore, like the Beverly Hillbillies, where the bank, you know, which is actually fiction, but that's how old banks used to be, especially local banks. They're like, we take you out to steak dinner, free golf course membership. Keep your money here, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Clampett, because for every dollar you deposit, they can loan out 10. Since 1999, that's been gone, folks. Fractional reserve banking, that's what little local banks do. That's all gone. That corrupt system that's dangerous is gone. Now, if you're the big six mega banks, unlimited. You control the regulators. You can loan out $50 trillion with nothing backing it. So, of course, they don't want you to put your money in the bank. Of course, they're going to charge you to keep your money in there. They've got unlimited. I'll get more into it later. The rest of the story. Their layoffs of all the big banks of their customer service people and their branches because they're not going to be there anymore for service. They're there to send SWAT teams to your house and take it in a repossession. Okay, let's go to Danny Panzella. Danny, on the TV show, I want to get you on the TV show, and Rob Dew's getting a package together that shows you on the Politano show on Fox, shows you getting attention all over with the Dylan Radigan interview. Here you are months ago with your baby down there in a stroller by yourself. Then you come on this show. We call for a demonstration the next day. Hundreds show up. And now here you are with millions seeing what you have to say. You're another testament of what taking action can do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thank you for your support. And I want to thank everybody else for all their support and for continuing to spread the message. But, you know, it's not about me. Xander was a good little gimmick that kind of got attention. But, you know, obviously the Federal Reserve is really what we want to draw attention to. And, you know, I've been spending since day one down in Occupy Wall Street. I've been down there and I've been talking to people about the free market. And it's like you said earlier, you really broke it down. These are not bad people. When you cut through all the rhetoric, really what they want is the same thing that we all want, which is freedom and equality. And they just have an idea of how to get there that doesn't work. So what I've been down there doing is just talking to them about the free market. And then they say, oh, well, we have a free market, and that's what caused all these problems. And then I can explain to them, well, no, we have a centrally planned economy that is run by a private Federal Reserve Bank that's owned by private corporations. So that really speaks to them. And I can see the light bulbs going off in a lot of people's eyes. And it's very disheartening to see Mike Moore and now the unions and these people coming in and trying to co-opt what it was really a grassroots movement. And what, in large part, they've been able to do with the Tea Party is kind of get them behind the establishment agenda, put them in the left or the right box, and basically inoculate those two movements. So what I've been down there trying to do is say, look, the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street have the same goals. We need to work together. We can do this together, end the private Federal Reserve, and then you'll get your voice back.
Well, beautifully said. What I try to say in 10 hours, you say in about 2 minutes. You're absolutely right. I mean, I called this over a week ago, and I really came out Sunday and said, look, this is being taken over. And the left then, the controlled professional left, tried to spin it that I was saying all the Wall Street people were bad. That's like when I say Building 7 was clearly blown up. They say, oh, you're saying the cops did it. No, I'm not saying the cops did it, but the cops are on video saying get back. They're about to bring it down. They were told get people back. It's compartmentalization. It's the same thing here. When Obama and Move On and Soros admit they're trying to co-opt it, I've got to come out and say don't be co-opted. That's like 3 years ago when the Republicans tried to take over the Tea Party. I said don't let them take it over. This is a Ron Paul true liberty movement. And I got the comments, oh, you just hate the Tea Party, commie. No, I'm trying to show how the establishment, the left and right head of this monster, this ogre, is trying to take over our movement. What do you think of my idea? Obviously, you're going to love it because you were already doing it months ago, to go and protest the Fed itself and identify the crony capitalist.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've actually been trying to do that. We started OccupyTheFed.net a few weeks ago, and we've been trying to gain steam, and I'm so happy that you've jumped on board with this as well. And now we've joined up with Stuart Rhodes and some of the other people in the movement to kind of consolidate all our efforts to organize so we can get people in front of every single Fed. And you have been obviously invaluable in this fight. You know, you woke most of us up. So, you know, we just want to really get as many people as possible to show up. And we're taking a two-pronged approach.
Now, see, hold on. I didn't even know that you'd set up and occupy the Fed.net. That's common sense. When they start their group, you say, hey, the Federal Reserve's a real threat. I have this epiphany Sunday. We've got to go after the Fed instead of just saying capitalism. That is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's just the synchronicity. And it's really what we were trying to do was kind of glean off the momentum that the Occupy Wall Street movement has and just kind of funnel that back into the right direction towards the Fed rather than the straw man of capitalism, because we really don't even have true free market capitalism.
No, you got six big mega banks that own the Fortune 100 and then some who are organizing the economy and everything into themselves and shutting down their competition and trying to get more people dependent on their fiat system so they control them.
That's right. Absolutely. And when you break that down for people, you'll see the light bulb go off in their head. So I want to encourage people. You know, I'm getting a lot of criticism from Tea Party type people and right wing type people saying, oh, why are you going down there with all those, socialists and communists? And I said, well, you know, we've got to convert them to be our allies.
Stay there. Exactly. The reason I've tried to get Michael Moore on this show, David Rothschild on this show, Dennis Kucinich on this show, Roseanne Barr yesterday. I mean, look at Jesse Ventura. I've really been talking to him privately for years. Look how far he's come since I first met him 6 years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment after I get into some financial news. George Norrie is going to join us for most of the next hour. Always interesting to get George on, and he's on introduction. Danny Penzella, who I didn't even know they started an Occupied Fed thing weeks before I did. It was just common sense that, wow, look at this. They're saying capitalism's the problem. We don't have capitalism. We have a government where they say, okay, everybody else's power plant has to basically shut down but General Electric. We're going to double or triple your power prices. How's that sound? That's freedom. If you didn't give money to Obama, we're going to shut down your General Motors dealership. How's that sound? Or if you're not part of the Carlyle Group, we're not going to give you defense contracts. I mean, it's or if you're an American small business, you can't get government contracts, even though it's the law you're supposed to. I mean, it's just a bunch of insiders raping us seven ways to Sunday. It's incredible. Danny, in closing, that's the same thing I've gone through. The left attacks me, saying, you're not fully embracing the end of capitalism. You're a right-wing fascist. You must worship everyone at the Occupy Wall Street worldwide. And then I get, like, conservative people going, you commie, Evan Roseanne Barr, what is your problem? And the point is, you know, you heard Roseanne Barr. I've been listening to you a few years now. Now, you know, I'm Second Amendment. I'm starting to get it. You know, the point is, just hating these people isn't ever going to fix it. Now, if you're an operative who's cold-bloodedly manipulating, like George Soros, yeah, I get it. I would not be try to be friends with George Soros. He knows exactly what he's doing. But a Roseanne Barr, you've got to reach out to her. You're not going to get anywhere with her calling her a moron. You've got to try to reach out to her. And I'm not saying Ventura was ever stupid, but when, you know, I first met him 6 years ago, and I gave him 9/11 films, he goes, I know, my son already gave me these, Alex, I just don't know. And then a year later, it's like, I'll come down to Austin, I'm ready to come on your show, it's an inside job. And then now look where he is. See, it's that process. I mean, if I'd have said, Ventura, I don't totally agree with you on these things, you're an operative. Most people aren't operatives, they're ignorant. So yes, I would just ignore people getting mad at you. What's wrong with you going down to the hippies and people and saying, hey, it's the Federal Reserve? You're doing what the lazy mainline conservatives should be doing. They want to sit there and listen to Rush Limbaugh, who supported, you know, and Glenn Beck, who supported the banker bailouts, and who support new VAT taxes like O'Reilly, and suck their thumbs and judge everybody that's actually in the field.
Well, you make a good point. And what I tell people is Jesus hung out with sinners. I hang out with socialists. So I want to be an influence. And, you know, they always make the point, the Tea Party, oh, well, that's funded by George Soros. I said, but yeah, but Fox News is funded by the Sharia-loving Saudi royals. And Rupert Murdoch, who gives all that money that you spend on Fox News products, he gives that to Planned Parenthood and a million, and the Clintons and other liberal causes. So if you want to talk about funding, let's talk about funding. The bottom line is we have to reach out to these people and convert them into free market, freedom-loving people.
Well, you're right. Oh, that's another thing. Years ago, it was taken out of context when I was showing that Fox News, if you added all the Saudis together, was now almost Saudi majority owned, that a bunch of other major outfits in Hollywood were. Obviously, you know, it's Jews, Italians, and others are, you know, dominant in the actual production. But Saudi Arabia, incredibly corrupt, more and more is buying up our media. The actual shares, they don't run it. They own large portions of it is a more accurate statement. And I'm not getting into a fight with Arabs or something. The point is Saudi Arabia, Fox News loves to bash Muslims all day. Well, no wonder they do, because right under their nose, it's basically a Saudi Arabian outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that's the argument that I try to use with conservatives that say, oh, I don't want to get involved. And look, that's exactly why George Soros and the unions and Mike Moore jump on this thing, because they want to push the right away. It's like a reverse psychology operation. Their job is to get the right to say, I'm not getting involved with that. That's you know, a Soros thing. And
just like the left wouldn't get involved in the Tea Parties because the media said they're racist, they're white, they're evil. Automatically, if you're not white now, you can't be for freedom.
That's right. That's right. And what ends up happening is we focus all our attention on the punching bags in Congress and the president, and those are replaceable because the banks and the CEOs of the banks and the shareholders of those banks are constant. They never change. We can replace a Barack Obama with the next puppet, but unless it's someone like Ron Paul, who's real grassroots, who has been, you know, loyal to the Constitution for his whole career, someone who has that kind of record, you're going to get more of the same, and those banks are just going to buy off the next person, and it's going to be the same thing over and over again.
Hey, Danny, we have set you up for the nightly news tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I want to come back to 2 or 3 minutes with you on another, you know, quick subject, but I want to say something about Fox News when we come back as well on the other side, so stay with us. Then I'll get into some economic news, this banking news with Bank of America. I'll give you the rest of the story. And then we'll go to your phone calls for those that are patiently holding right now. We're going to go to your calls as well after this break. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
A message to Fox News, and they know this. I am the opposite of hollow, arrogant people that live to read off a teleprompter and who want to live in New York City and who want to be part of that plastic world, okay? Let's get that straight. And when New York Magazine interviewed me, they were obsessed with asking if I wanted to work at Fox News. And I said, no, 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 no. I do not want to work at Fox News. I do not want to work at Fox News. I want to do what I'm doing. And they ignored all that and put a quote in the magazine, in the article, talking to the president of programming or whatever at Fox Television, the guy running Fox News, the guy running to Roger Ailes, who really is the programmer. And the guy said, Alex wants to be on Fox, but we don't want him. So, again, this is all part of their illusion. All the mainstream media, who, by the way, are all losing viewers. Fox is losing viewers as well. They're just at the top of the sinking ship. So they're like at the top of the mast. The alternative media is taking over. Glenn Beck is left, happy, making more money, going to end up reaching more people online. And again, it's not that I care about Fox News' arrogant statement about me. I don't think I even talked about it at the time. Because it gets at me. It's done so that readers marvel at Fox like some Valhalla or some Mount Olympus where the gods live, that unknown country, the magic of it, the info babes looking at the teleprompter like they sexually desire it so men watch TV and feel like it's their girlfriend. That's why the government buildings are so big, the bank buildings are so big, the big marble columns. It's about making you feel small. My show is bigger than any one Fox News show, conservatively. AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, XM, shortwave. I mean, go look at the numbers. Way bigger than any one Fox News show. Legends in their own mind. See, I live in the real world. And you have the, I'm not knocking old people, but if you look at the different numbers and actuaries, Fox News has an extremely elderly and dying audience. They have one of the oldest audiences in television. And that's great. That's great. That's great for your advertisers. That's wonderful. And you've got, you know, you can see it, drug ads on there, diaper ads, things like that. Those are wonderful people. And we care about them as well. But the truth is the future. And it's so insulting to have them play me as their set piece, the leftist Cass Sunstein lover writer and the Fox News people together in that article saying Alex Jones wants to be at Fox News. To the point of, you know, years ago when they wanted me to go on Fox News, I wouldn't go. I sent one of my radio producers to be on there because they were begging. Now, if they send a car to pick me up at my house and want me to go down there and do it on satellite, I'll do it. I've been on there a few times. No response. It's nothing. No hits on the website. No nothing. Paper Tiger, a joke. Go on some Christian station. Huge response. Go on the Drudge Report. Just off the charts. Millions of people. That's where the real audiences are. Not in fantasy land. I mean, whenever I'm on some national TV show, ooh, you were on History Channel. Ooh, you were on True TV. Ooh. I mean, I've told national TV most of the time, I don't even return their calls. It's not worth it for me. If you'll come interview me, I might talk to you. Let's get that straight. So this big national host, who will go on names, he's a nice guy, wanted me to come up there to be part of a Fox News TV show he's doing. And I'm like, I don't want to go. No, they don't want me. They're going to say no anyways. They're going to think I want to be there. And he's finally like, okay, I begged him. I think they may let you come up here. And I've just got to tell him no. Because it just plays into the whole fantasy. I don't want to go up there with a bunch of plastic people. I want to go hang around at some boat dock with an old man and drink beer and fish. Or I want to go paddle around in a canoe with my kids in a river. I don't want to go hang around with a bunch of fake people. I'd rather go to someplace like Monument Valley, Utah, and go into some barbecue joint and talk to some old Indian for 3 hours. I do not want to hang around with fake people. I don't want your accolades, your glitz, your names, all of it. And you will not take my soul. You will not create a counterfeit and claim I've given up my soul. And claim I want to be on your Fox News and I dream of it. No, it's a nightmare. A nightmare scenario would be for me if national TV offered me a position and let me say whatever I wanted. Because it'd be a lie. Once they got me there, they'd manipulate. I would turn down a national TV show right now. I've been offered them over and over and over again. I've been offered not just discussions, but deals on major networks for reality TV. And that would be selling out because the way it was going to be done, I know it was to make us look stupid. And I said no. I said no. You wouldn't believe who I've said no to. And then those idiots over at Fox. You know, I can call up basically any famous person randomly. Almost all of them are listeners. That's affecting change. That's real. See, I'm into reality. I'm not into fancy teleprompters and what looks like glitz and what looks like reality. I'm into the real thing. All right, I'm sorry, our guest is holding. I got to get it to your calls. Curtis, Eric, Kerry, Tim, Tommy, I'll at least get to those. I want to have our guest finish up. It's just that this talk show host wanted me to go up there, and I told him a month ago, I said, I probably won't, but you can ask them. And I said, they're going to say no and giggle and get off on it and all this stuff. And, Alex wants to come up here. And that's exactly what was going on. And now they're saying, we'll see. Well, I won't come up there to be on your stupid Fox show, even if you sent a private jet with a red carpet. Okay? Get that through your head. I do not want to be on your toilet bowl TV show. I do not want to be on your, not the host, but your system. I don't want to be around a bunch of thin vampires. I want to be around people that are boiling with life, boiling with red blood, boiling with energy. I like sunlight. I like beauty. I like honor. I like truth. I like war against evil. I spill my blood and guts and soul out against you. You think I want you? I despise you. I want to vomit on you. You're a vapor. You're a fraud. You're a scam. I have everything I want. I'm fulfilled. My cup runneth over. You think I want your desiccated plastic wax museum garbage? You want me to be mean and really tell you what I think about all you people? Soulless. Into how you look, completely vain and empty. I stare into the cosmos. I stare into eternity. My mind explodes with fractal, geometric understanding. You have nothing. You are vassals, puppets of other men. You play to their tune. I play my own tune. Got it? All right, I apologize to our guest, but I held him over. Danny Panzilla. Up there fighting the Fed. What happened to Luke Radowski last night? Do you know?
Well, I'm guessing that he's probably resting from his ordeal last night. As far as I know, he didn't actually get arrested. He was manhandled a little bit, but he was okay. Last time I spoke to the group, which was probably around 11 o'clock or so. So I'm guessing he's probably resting because I'm sure he ran right home to edit a video to get it out. So,
all right, well, Luke is now IMing us right now. Speak of the, we've been trying to get a hold of him. I heard he was taken off, but I guess sometimes they just stick you in the police car for a while.
Yeah, sometimes. Listen, I just want to give a quick shout out to Houston Free Thinkers. They're going to be down there with you tomorrow at the Fed, and they've been instrumental in helping getting this OccupyTheFed.net set up. I just want to encourage everybody, if you're within the sound of my voice, come out, join one of these Fed protests wherever you are. If you can't get to a Fed or a Fed office, set up a protest in front of one of the major banks, the shareholders of the Fed, and email us at OccupyTheFed.net, and we'll put that protest up on the website so that, you know, other people in your area can find it. And let's just all work together and redirect and take advantage of this momentum that Occupy Wall Street has created and redirect it towards the real enemy, the private banking cartel, the Federal Reserve Bank.
And sure, a caveat on my whole Fox News rant. I like Judge Napolitano. I like Lou Dobbs. And, of course, they've been both told not to come on my show now. And I've been up there in New York and had Glenn Beck block me from going on Napolitano's show before he left. But, again, I didn't care. It was like no big deal whenever I was told, oh, well, you were set up, but now you're not. I mean, my whole rant is we have our own media. And so they have to act like we need them and that we're lacking when we're not. I mean, you know, my operation has got all the junk in the trunk, 10 times what they got. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. We are the media. We are the real media. And we're going to continue to do what we do. And no one can stop us. Like Ron Paul says, you can't stop an idea whose time has come.
Yep, Victor Hugo. Thank you so much, brother. We look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, take care.
Oh, by the way, are you guys going to go to the Fed tomorrow on the Occupy the Fed Day?
Yes, we are going to be there tomorrow. What we're planning to do is have a contingent of people there every day until the culmination, the big event on November 22nd, which is the traditional End the Fed Day.
All right, thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, there goes our guest coming up, George Norrie. That was Danny Panzilla. I'm Alex Jones. I do want to get to a round of calls or so. I've got to get into this unprecedented problems with the Bank of America website, some other economy news. But for just 3 or 4 minutes, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, who grabs and snatches in the market as much gold and silver as he can when they artificially drive it down, as they've done over and over again the last 10 years. But overall, it only goes up because of currency devaluation. He's got a lot of gold and silver he bought when they drove it down. But gold and silver over the last few weeks have retraced some of their losses, and Ted is running out of some of the lowest price stuff. So I wanted to give people the opportunity now to get a hold of high-quality silver, gold coins at absolute wholesale drop, you know, dead gorgeous prices. Ted Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex. By the way, I still just, I've held the price on silver dollars and videos, and anybody who hadn't picked up that American Dream video.
We don't have Ted live today.
Oh, no, I'm right here, Alex.
He was on TalkBack with us, and our regular people aren't up there today.
Hello. Can you hear me now, Alex?
Yeah, Ted, go ahead and start back over.
Yeah, sorry about
was that on our end or on Ted's end?
No, I'm sure it's on our end. There was probably a button that wasn't.
No big deal. I'm just making sure it's not me. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, no, $73 still, Alex. Anybody that's picked up that American Dream video knows by now, have watched this, knows why you should be standing at the Fed. If there's any other reason at all, that explains it right there. And then how about this? How about bringing those silver dollars to the Fed and show people what real money was? This is what the Constitution was written for. This is what Thomas Jefferson meant when he said, I want to have silver and gold as money, and I don't want a central bank ruling this world. Those silver dollars were the exact ones that he designed, the ones that he wanted in there for us. And the ones that you're getting with this book and video. And believe me, silver dollars are going up in price. They have. I mean, crying out loud, silver hit a peak today of $32.16. Presently right now trading at, just a minute, $31.97. I mean, the video, the book alone, you're not going to buy that. You get it for free, and you're going to pay about $40 for that. And here you, for $88, you get two silver dollars that video. I mean, people need to understand what it is that the Fed is doing to us, why the dollar is losing purchasing power, why your politicians are bought out, and why it doesn't seem to make a difference whether if you elect a Republican or a Democrat, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, Ted, I can tell you don't even want to promote gold and silver here today. You were just fired up that we're going head up against the Fed, and that means anywhere you are in the country, go demonstrate against them. And again, the media showing up in mass. They already had one today in Dallas. Huge coverage, going to be even bigger tomorrow. It's happening all over the country. We're identifying the Fed. What do you think of Bernanke? In fact, guys, pull up Bernanke agrees with or understands the anger of Occupy Wall Street. This shows how they're hoping, George Soros and others, to say that they're friends with Occupy Wall Street in an attempt to take it over. And we'll get those rich people. We'll raise taxes when they're offshore and get the tax money through banker bailouts and theft. I mean, they are so desperate right now to have Bernanke come out and say, oh, I feel the pain of the people on Occupy Wall Street. They are so scared that we're going to go out and actually identify them.
Well, that's right, because it's all about diversion and deception, Alex. The reason why Wall Street got bailed out is because of the fact that the Fed's appointed guy is sitting here as the Treasury Secretary and saying, hey, you got to bail out these guys because the buddies of the Fed, the shareholders of the Fed right now are in trouble. So we take all of these newly printed dollars, which is basically just stealing money from the people and giving them to these elite people that have, you know, they've had the world handed to them. They have everything they need right at their fingertips.
Well, Ted, here's another point. This is a Steve Watson article out at InfoWars.com dealing with all of this. Very important to get out to people. Wall Street puppet Obama sympathizes with anti-Wall Street protesters. Again, we just put on screen Bernanke saying he sympathizes and understands them. In fact, put that back up so I can give folks the exact quote. Thank you. Bernanke saying he understands. When he was in testimony, Bernanke on Occupy Wall Street protest. I can't blame them. And he went on to say he understands. Now Obama claims government has not gone after banksters because a lot of practices going on weren't against the law. And notice how Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, through Obama and also under Bush before he left, basically ordered every major bank to take bailout money so they'd be complicit in all of it. And some banks just refused. And then when they took the money, they found out they were going to use regulators selectively against them, so they gave it back. Your credit unions, your local banks. I mean, he is run by the very group, Larry Summers and Robert Rubin, that got rid of Glass-Steagall in 99 under Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is incredible to watch Obama try this new bamboozlement, just like he did in the last election, to claim he's fighting corrupt Wall Street interests when the guy, he is the most Wall Street puppet ever seen. This would be like Hitler showing up at the Nuremberg trials and saying that he wanted to, you know, be the head judge against the Nazis. I mean, this is a sick joke.
It's not even a sick joke. It's what we were warned against when the Constitution was drafted by the forefathers of this country. We cannot have a central bank make the currency of the nation. Otherwise, we will become indebted to them. They will buy out and take away the nation our forefathers fought for, just like they laid it out for us. It is absolutely there. If the people
Ted,
just wake up to this.
Ted, you got a head Federal Reserve up in your area. Are you going to be out there this weekend?
Well, yep. We're going to be right over at the one right down in Minneapolis. But I got to tell you, It boils my blood to watch this country go down the road that it's in. And like you said, man, if you can move those people out of Wall Street and march them right down to the Fed, you'll find the true enemy of this country. It's there. They're the ones that are creating the money from nothing. They're lending it to us, charging us interest on it, and we have to have it for commerce.
Well, Ted, I got to go to calls after this. We haven't even promoted the gold and silver deals. Folks, call. It's a big list of radio specials. We'll get the lowest prices out there. Not just the regular low prices, the lost leaders. They got the two silver dollars, the book, the video for 70-something bucks. That's an incredible deal. Free shipping. 800-686-2237. What is that, 73 bucks? 800-686-2237. They got a bunch of silver and gold specials. Ask them for the Alex Jones list of specials. 800-686-2237. Ted's getting a lot of calls right now, so call.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
I want to go to Curtis and Eric and Kerry and Tim and Tommy. Who knows, you might just get to sit on hold and talk to George Norrie, but I'm going to get to you in a minute. At least some of you. I really want to hear from you. Ted, finish up. Tell folks about some of the gold and silver specials you've got. We spent 3 or 4 minutes ranting about the private Federal Reserve and how we're going to occupy their surroundings all over the country, the center epicenter being Dallas tomorrow night. Ted, tell us about some of the specials.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Frank's, right now you can pick them up at $358.70. It does get you a full-year subscription to the International Forecaster. I mean, that's $159. It's like buying gold at $1,000 an ounce, even though we all know it's in the 1600s. Right now we have the Walking Liberty halves at $15.60. I think that's a great buy. I'm putting that Campaign for Liberty coin up. I only have about 200 of them left. That coin right now is $4.92. I can't think of a better person to support other than Ron Paul, but I'm not going to make them again. That particular die is going to be broken because the people that bought them understood. I made 1,000 and that's it, and there's about 200 left. If you want a quarter-ounce coin that's certified in a leatherette case, proof condition, and at a real good price, you can't even buy a silver, a gold eagle, you know, that's about the same price as those. You know, you can't beat it. Plus also to support the Campaign for Liberty, which is Ron Paul's organization. And that's all about ending the Fed. What else do I have here? You know, the $20 double eagle right now, $20, 2053 is a good buy. There's a whole lot.
You got it all. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. Ted, shoot some video of your demonstration against the Fed this weekend. Now, what time is that, Ted?
You know what? I'm not the organizer. I think they're going to be doing it at noon, but I got to find out. So.
Yeah, but this is exciting. This is really spread all over the country. Very exciting. Great job, Ted.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Curtis in Virginia. Curtis, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, my friend. Welcome.
Yes, Brother Alex. How are you today?
I am broadcasting worldwide and very excited to hear about protesting the Fed going on all over the country.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Couple things. Well, before I say anything, I gotta say, I don't do hero worship, but I do respect the man, his team, and his work. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm calling, to sort of disagree with you, but then again, I don't really disagree with you. I want to open up a dialogue. It's all about the terms free market and capitalism. I totally agree that we need to abolish the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve got to go, all right? If we do anything, we definitely got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Where I think we slightly differ, and I would like to hear open dialogue, more dialogue across the board on, is how we execute free market and how we execute the term capitalism. Now, prior to the Federal Reserve, free market capitalism was sort of based on slavery, indentured servitude.
Tell you what, stay there. We got to go to break. I'm going to come back to you. This is a big question. Look, nothing's ever been perfect. You're right. And now if we get rid of the Federal Reserve, the elites have already stolen basically most of the property and companies through their power of issuing unlimited currency and credit to themselves. So what do? We audit the Fed, we get rid of the Fed, we send the money back to Congress, and we have a debate about what system we want to live under. The first thing we got to do is stop these bankers from setting up world government.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.